You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. Order your jerseys. Johnny Manziel, Justin Gilbert, straight from the team. Visit the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci. We're going to bring in a friend of the show, the Kid. Join us. When you hear that music, you know it only means one thing. The Kid. Welcome to CBD, brother. What's up?
Thank you very much. I just, first of all, wanted to let you know that my management team thinks I'm on a conference call out in the car right now.
All right. That's good. It is a conference call of sorts. Well, you're here with me and the Notorious VIC.
We'll buy something from you to make it, you know, legit. We'll buy some space.
Term management team very loosely, by the way.
So, the Kid, the big topic today has been, number one, you know, your thoughts on Joe Hayden signing the extension, what that means for the Browns. And number two, overall this offseason, do you think the Browns have kind of closed the gap in the AFC North?
Well, I happen to be a Kool-Aid drinker, so I feel they're the favorite in the AFC North right now.
Really? And do you say that regardless of the quarterback play? Who is it starting quarterback, and regardless of the Josh Gordon situation?
That's where we got to go right now. I mean, I know you're trying to toe the company line here and all, but Johnny Football is the starting quarterback. He's going to beat out Brian Hoyer. They're going to have this thing when his camp starts. They're going to say it's an open competition. And then lo and behold, Johnny Football wins the competition.
But do you think he wins it, or you think it's a preordained thing that he starts week one regardless? Or are your beliefs in his skill set such that you think there's no question once he gets on the field compared to, you know, the other quarterbacks here, that he's going to be clearly the guy?
Well, I think we got a big issue if he's not, because Brandon Whedon looked better in practices than Brian Hoyer, obviously, because he started the season last year as the quarterback. So
yeah.
I don't think Hoyer is really a practice.
It was bizarre.
And not only did he look good in practice, Brian Hoyer did not look good in practice.
Right.
And, you know, our good friend here, Nathan and I, Kid, we were watching pretty much every session throughout training camp and kind of grading by practice what we saw. And our sense was, boy, Brandon Whedon better stay healthy. And we weren't alone. That was a sentiment that was shared by a lot. Now, back to the point of what scares me about the mentality, and maybe you're reflective of what a lot of people are looking at this, it's sight unseen here, that you just buy into the idea, the Kool-Aid, the taste of that Kool-Aid is so good that you don't need to see Johnny Manziel do anything. Just his mere presence means put him in there and play. That scares me a little bit, Kid. It scares me.
Well, I hear where you're coming from, but realize this. For 30 years, we've had nothing to be excited about. So even if it's just false excitement, let's enjoy the 6 months of false enjoyment before the season starts.
Okay, you sold me.
There it is. Come on, you don't want to regret. He's called the Kid. You can't take away his youthful exuberance, Notorious, after all.
No.
Kid, let me ask you this, though. Josh Gordon situation, we know the wide receiver position was something that you and I had talked about many times as wanting to address, even with Gordon here. Between now and the start of the season, what would be necessary in your mind to kind of satisfy that position, even if it is downplayed in terms of its importance with the overall philosophy that's being implemented?
Really, I don't think there's anything. I mean, somehow that Andre Johnson could be cut loose or somebody like that. I really don't see it being addressed until, unfortunately, the next offseason, or maybe Flash's suspension can be brought back into the realm of reality. You know, 3 games, 4 games, 8 games. I mean, 16 games for smoking a little weed seems ridiculous.
It does.
That
I mean, a lot of people,
it's
actually been, it was brought up on Twitter. Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports retweeted something and said, this is a fair question, where Ray Rice, I think, is potentially facing a maximum of 6 games for allegedly physically assaulting his fiance and dragging her through a hotel, whereas Josh Gordon's facing missing an entire season for taking a little hit of the reefer.
Yeah, I mean, he knocked her out cold. Have you seen that video?
I have seen the video. Yes. I used allegedly loosely.
And that's 6 games. I mean, right there, that's a brilliant point. I'm going to bring that into all my arguments going forward.
Kid, it is always a pleasure. We look forward to doing this on a regular basis, and I know we're going to see quite a bit of you out here as Johnny Manziel Mania clearly has got you in its firm clutches and will go forward. One last question. Which rookie are you looking forward to, other than Johnny Manziel, seeing them get in action, especially this weekend's minicamp, et cetera, that you're counting on to be either a surprise or a major contributor?
Well, I think that linebacker, I don't know his name, but he better be a stud, because that's the one place where I thought they should have taken a receiver. So to Vic's point of you got a starter there, he needs to be a starter. For that pick to be good, he needs to start. And so I'm interested to see if he's as good in coverage as I'm hoping he is.
That's a very fair point. So very successful conference call we had here, boss.
That's right. That's good stuff. Absolutely. Tell the management team an A-plus call.
And I would love somehow to get a foursome with Johnny Football and the three of us. Make it happen, Vic.
We'll try to make it a piece for .com, a video of the kid and Cleveland's the kid and Johnny the kid CBD. Right here on CB. That's right, with Browns Daily. All right, the kid, we appreciate it, bro.
All right, take care.
Take care, buddy.
All right, we're going to keep things moving on the phone lines here, 216-578-0850. Don in Ashland wants to talk about the Browns closing the gap in the AFC North.
Hey guys, I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I got 2 points. First, I do believe that the Browns are closing the gap. I don't think they've closed it completely, because we have to see how the season plays out to say that they've closed it completely. But I say they're right on that doorstep, because they're getting an identity built in a place to where I've always said the last couple of years that I want a football team that when you come play us, win or lose, you're in for a dogfight. And that's the attitude I think that this team has taken. And my second point on the Johnny Manziel situation, and everybody talking about how the Browns, they think the Browns are not handling this properly and trying to kind of throw a blanket on the fire of Johnny Manziel. If you listen to what Ted had said earlier in the season when he first got hired, he made the comment of, these guys are going to know when it's time to have fun and know when it's time to have work, and you know that on Sunday when we're winning games, that's going to be the best time that they're going to have. So in that aspect, them trying to keep the media and all that kind of hush-hush during practice and so on and so forth gives Johnny Manziel the opportunity and the time needed to definitely pay attention and work as hard as possible at that period of time to be ready for this upcoming season. What do you guys think?
Exactly right. First of all, I bet you're great at quoting movies, because you had Mike Pettine's quote right down there. That's exactly right. I think the way that maybe it was initially articulated to the national media wasn't really hitting the nail of what the Browns are trying to accomplish. They want Johnny Manziel, instead of spending literally, because if they allowed every media request for a one-on-one, he could do it for a week straight. He could literally do one-on-one after one-on-one.
Every day, hours a day, 10 hours a day to fulfill every request, because these requests go beyond sports.
Of course, they go everywhere. Yeah, this is a big story.
Entertainment.
What the Browns want and are trying to accomplish is to have Johnny Manziel and every other rookie here get immersed in their playbooks, get up to speed as quickly as possible to focus on football so that they can get on the field and contribute to helping this team close the gap in the AFC North. That's all this is about. It's not about trying to hide Johnny Manziel. It's trying to protect and insulate Johnny Manziel, because now he's a professional football player who's being paid to be a great football player. Allow him the opportunity and the time to invest in making that a reality.
And this is the part that really bugs me, and I've covered the NFL as a national writer and broadcaster for a long time.
You got the credentials, notorious.
Longer than I've done it on a local basis. So I want to speak from that. What I want to say to this is, what I'm really bugged by is the presumptions that people make when from the outside. And I'm talking about some close friends and colleagues who are getting in my face, not literally, but via the phone. To complain and saying, this is what's wrong with your organization. This is what's wrong with how the Browns have done things. And this is yet another example of mishandling things. And I said, calm down about the mishandling. This is not about that, but it's the unfortunate part of the history. I get that the history doesn't give you a lot of leeway or slack with people, but to just rush to judgment and assume that everything that's being done now, including the handling of Manziel, is wrong, is foolish. This team knew what it was going to get into. I talked about this with you and on this show, and I used it as kind of a cautionary thing. I said, you got to know what you're getting with him, and as I fully understand it now, that is the research that went into the pick, what would happen, and why we've seen a series of meetings in this building, some of which I've been a part of and you know all about, that have specifically addressed how this is being handled. So you don't just let it happen to chance. There's a strategy behind this. I think you hit it on the head. The biggest point of all, let the guy do some football. Let the guy learn what he has to know to be an effective quarterback. Do not leave that part to chance and say, yeah, he's building his brand. And that includes bumping heads with the people who are got his handlers. He's got a lot of handlers. He's got a lot of them. But you can't let anybody overrun the number one reason why this guy has a presence in this building in Berea. It's to win football games. Period.
Booyah! Notorious dropping knowledge. We'll be back wrapping things up on another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.